We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
What?
Bill Bellamy.
Back.
Back.
We in here. Yo, y'all got to make me like official play cousin.
Yeah, no
like,
problem.
I feel like I'm related to y'all. Like,
he
like,
sees all of us outside of here.
All the time.
I'm like, yo, I'm officially a part of the Breakfast Club. I love the feeling.
Now, you said yesterday you were trying to outdrink Angela Yee.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
Ladies and gentlemen, let it be known that the little cutie right here, little shorty short, could walk through tequila like it's iced tea.
Every time I see you, too,
my God. Like, I did King's Theater, right? Mm-hmm. It was like a month ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to this really beautiful Caribbean spot called The Grill in Brooklyn.
Right?
King's Theater, go down the street. So Donnell Rollins is like, yo, B, if y'all hungry and you want some real Caribbean food, you got to go to The Grill. Cool, we go there. Boom, boom. Next thing I know, here come little shorty Angela coming around the corner. Hey, Bill! She got a bottle in her hand already.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to The Grill. Boom, boom. She throwing shots for everybody.
I fake work there.
Yeah, it look like you like wait, the VIP there, the VIP hostess. So she's walking around with the bottle,
right,
like she got from BevMo. She's just walking around, welcome to Nicarel, bam, bam. That was the first one I was like, I ain't even get my plantains, I ain't get no beans, no nothing.
But he was going for it.
But then I'm thinking, like, I'm eating a little bit. All I had was two pieces of chicken and a little rice. Here she come again. Round two, boom, boom. I was like, yo, I'm like, yo, is she sponsored by Tequila? Because I'm thinking she don't have the outfit. So I'm looking
around. She don't have
the outfit on. Because she usually had an outfit.
Right. An ambassador.
She was like, and brand ambassador. I'm like, yo, I think that's her Tequila. Not lying. I'm not making this up. Mm-hmm. We talking with some other people down there. We laughing. Lala's there.
Yep.
And your boy
Anthony Ramos.
It's a bunch of people that's New York cats, right? Next thing you know, she's like, Belle. Did I get you again? I was like, no. Boom, boom, boom. She do it every 15. Don't go out with her, bro.
No, well, you know what I do when I do
throws, that? He throws his shots out.
I throw it on the floor.
Oh!
And you know what a waste that is? We are in a recession.
You be throwing it over the shoulder?
All the time.
Oh,
I'm like, y'all ready?
That's a good move.
Oh, if you take a shot, not throw it behind my shoulder.
But that's why you got to watch him.
So they be watching
you got to watch him.
So you ain't never lit like we are. You like, you just...
No,
you...
I got lit too many times.
So you...
Especially with Angela Yee, so I don't do it no more.
What
you do is you take the shot, and then you get a chaser, and then you spit it back in the chaser.
Oh
my gosh.
Those are the two you
no
do.
DUIs
so, Envy, you
life.
Spit, you don't swallow?
Or don't go there with her. Don't go there with her. Don't go there with her.
She's so
or
nasty.
What you
she's
do
so
is
nasty.
You get the bartender. You couldn't do it in this situation. But right. You get the bartender. You give her $20 when we take shots to pour water in mine.
Oh.
But you know what I do? I switch with people because I know people do stuff like that. So when you're with somebody
you
like Envy,
you
be like, here, you take this one. I'll take that one. Let's see. I don't play. I know all the tricks.
She's like, she a pro, but I promise you, man, I had such a good time, and I want to give a special shout out to Brooklyn because, like, you know, that show was incredible, and then just the energy of coming back to New York and people out again,
mm-hmm.
that energy for me is everything because it was a wow. Like, it took me, like, 2 years to come back here and do a show. I shot my comedy special here, and I had to wait damn near 18 months for the city to open up, do all that. Well, or do you have to be vaccinated? Do you have to do this, that, and the other? You got to wash your booty before you go to a show. So
you should wash your booty before.
You got, yeah, but you and Dame mandatory wash your booty. You know?
So what's been going on? But of course, you
I
know,
want
comedy.
My life back.
Ah!
That's the name of the special.
Yes, the special. When does that come out? June 4th. It's out.
It's out right now.
Yeah,
it's out right now.
It's on Amazon Prime, and it's probably, I'm going to go out and say it's my best hour. Just because I've had, like, Ladies Night Out was dope. Crazy Sexy Dirty was dirt, too. But this one right here, I think what's cool about this hour that I did is that it's the feeling that I think everybody got, like they want their life back. Like it's one of those sort of feelings that I think I captured the feeling of the country where people were like, yo, what's going on with these kids not going back to school? What's going on with this vaccination stuff? What's going on with the Capitol Hill?
Yes, like, I want to talk about that because I did listen to it. So the January 6th hearings are going on
that's
now.
That's what's unbelievable.
And, yes, and so you talked about just these white people. You said there was black people there, but they didn't go inside.
Right, they was scared.
One dude did, the one rapper did.
Yeah, but he, you know, it's always one.
It's one.
But the joke I said is like, you know, black people know crime, but we also no time, so we know that's 15 to 20, so that's why we stayed on the steps. The white people just ran in there, we're going inside, oh my God, running into the bathrooms, running up the staircases, no plan of attack, they just ran,
right?
Like, and then figured it out while they was running. I didn't know when I was doing this joke like a year and a half ago that right now is the hearings. Like,
that's,
you know,
so timely.
Right. So it's actually weird. It's weird good timing that something that I'm talking about is right now.
What
so
are you thinking while you're watching the hearings? Have you been keeping up with what's going on? I think
crazy.
It's insane.
It's really crazy. I'm trying to figure out what the end game is because it's like, you know, the president didn't do a lot of things he should have did, and he looks bananas right now. Like, is it going to be a charge or are we just wasting time? Like, because you see, as it unravels, how many people had to allow this to happen.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you saw him doing, like, the rehearsal. Did you see that
clip?
Oh,
that was, I saw that this morning.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
I'm not saying that. I don't want to.
I already said this. I'm not going to say this again.
Oh, defied what?
Now, I was going to ask you, about the pandemic. You got a big family. So how was the family during the pandemic with your kids and everything? Because now you're not on the road.
Yeah.
So you really got to talk to your sons and your wife.
I really realized, like, yo, like, I knew my kids. I thought I knew my kids. I learned my kids for real. Them 2 years was grind time. Like I'm like, yo, I know you're crazy. I know you need more education. Like, I just realized, like, you've been skipping class. Like, yo, I thought you were smarter than that, you know, or whatever. And then it's also too, it's like, they was like, Daddy, like, you gonna be another day? Like, they used to me being gone. So now I see all they moves. And the funny thing is, my kids play me one way, play my wife the other way. It's like, I see how y'all be doing. They come get me like in the driveway, yo, Dad, what's up? And try to get me to go this way. And then I come in the house and she be like, what is it? Who said that?
Dad.
I'm like, you're trying to get me under a federal investigation.
who's the nicer, more lenient one out of you and your wife? If the kids, you know, if
they're going to say me.
Okay.
But the thing about me is I'm fair. Like, I'm a throwback dad with a little bit of the nuances of the new dad, right? Because I'm kind of like James Evans trapped inside of, like, trying to be a little more like the new wave dad.
Correct.
But I can't go from the old school because that's how I was raised, right? So, my thing is my kids got to be accountable. Ain't no free rides.
Right.
Like, I'll take care of you, but you got to do your thing. But they sometimes they be want to skip that and be like, oh my God, Dad, you're like so aggressive.
Well,
I'm aggressive.
I'm glad my daughter said that all the time.
She does.
Dad, why do you talk to me like that?
You do talk. You do talk crazy.
You
know what it is? Both of you are performers. That's why. Huh? Because you probably are used to like getting on stage, and Envy's used to doing his DJ voice.
Right.
So sometimes,
well, daddy voice is different.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be, but sometimes it might cross over into the.
Yo, my daughter tried to pull some little smooth. Because girls, to me, like, I learned so much being a dad of a girl. Y'all learn how to move early, and y'all know how to manipulate. Like, but it's a smooth manipulate, not in a mean way. Like, I remember when my daughter was like 11, she was like, Daddy, I really think it's time for me to have a phone. And here's the thing. All of my friends communicate with it, and it would be a wonderful way for me to communicate with my friends. So I need the iPhone 9.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. And I was like, you know what? That was a wonderful setup.
Yeah, it's good. I crashed my parents' car and I was only 15.
You crashed the car?
Yeah, I stole it, crashed the car, put it back in the driveway, didn't say anything. My dad came in, started yelling at me, and I was like, I'm okay, thanks for asking.
Oh, you slick.
Oh, I would beat my daughter's ass.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, I would beat my daughter. Now then, you can't beat
no, but then you got to walk off after that, you know?
Well,
after,
I would grab you by the little.
Thank you for
so
being
the material
concerned
thing,
about me.
Yeah, the
so
material
the car
thing.
Is more important than me, Daddy? Thank you.
What did your dad say after that?
What could he say?
He was quiet.
Yeah, what could
it's
he say?
It's hard.
You feel kind of bad. Like, I just yelled at her. What if something happened?
Yeah, my daughter. I give her, like, it's so funny, like, I think the best experience is having a daughter for a guy.
Absolutely.
I really do. I just think there's something wonderful about what it teaches us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with your son, you're going to be on some man. I always tell dudes it's like AM, FM, right? With your daughter, you might be on FM. Your son, you're going to be on AM. It's two different wavelengths.
That's facts.
And you're going to communicate different. What I love about being the father of a daughter is you learn your emotions differently.
Right.
Because you ain't going to ever be that way with your son.
Correct.
Like, there's certain moves you do with your son, and it's this way. But with your daughter, they force you to deal with your feelings.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
You know what? Absolutely. That brings me to, I want my life back, because you also talked about how men aren't good at being side pieces, but women.
As far
as our emotions and controlling
like
things,
okay.
I think it's funny because you talk about how we can be like, okay, I see you.
Okay.
But y'all will lose your mind.
No, see, the funny thing about that joke, when I first wrote that joke about men are not good at being side chicks, because men are ego driven.
Correct.
And our egos can't bear the thought that we're coming off the bench for a chick.
I agree. No, it's facts.
But a woman can come off the bench for you, but the thought that she walked in this club and she act like she don't know you for a man is bananas. And if you Spanish dudes are really crazy. Like, like you talking about Juan and Manuel, you talking about them, when they see their girl and they think they side chick is their real girl and they with their real woman and they can't process. Like, it goes haywire because they gotta sit in it. And she acting like she don't know, and he like, yo, So when I first time I did that joke, the first three nights I did it, it caused fights.
Really?
That's why I knew I was cooking. I was like, oh, people feel this. Because I remember when I was doing a joke one time, a girl was like, it's like that? Oh, it's like that, huh? And I was like, he must be fresh in this situation with a side chick, and it's volatile in here. Next thing I know, whoop, 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 cops is at the comedy show.
Wow.
What happened? I ain't even, you mad at me over something I did 2 years ago. It got real.
That's the worst explanation.
Yeah.
Something I did two years ago. Something I did 10 years ago. Something I did 5 years. That's the worst
thing. It's on your
book.
It's
on the book. That's the word, because that just lights another fire. Like, what? What? You telling me when I should get over it?
Yeah. And so the side chick thing, what I like about it was I flipped it the other way, because usually, you know, as men, we look at it from the female way. I wanted to flip it on us. Like, right. Okay, now the table's turned. How you living? How you living when she walk in here and you see her real life? Like, that's tight on you. And you with your lady. You gotta eat that in the club and people see you. And
that's most, when you know you in love with your side chick.
Yeah, because you didn't. The joke is, men don't know their feelings. They learn them. You see, follow me on that. Yeah. Dudes don't really know how they care or if they really care like that. The moment teach you.
Yeah, because y'all also always try to act like you don't care.
Yeah, dudes be acting like, yeah, I'm good, B, whatever she do. It's just like, even if you break up with your girl, right, there's always one person more in love than the other one, right? And so the funny thing is, like, if your girl, you and your girl break up and she move on quick, you be hot.
You know what? You're right. And I'm thinking now, right? You're right. We just had this incident in my crib, right?
Right.
So my wife was like, yeah, I'm thinking about going away with the girls. I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
Right.
Until she bought the ticket.
Yeah, you was like, yo, you really leaving?
You really going?
Like, y'all leaving tomorrow?
Like, you really leaving?
Like in the morning? Like, how many days?
And then I hit it with this, Bill. I said, so if me and my boys, we went on a boys' trip,
you right. do that you every cool weekend. That?
You good with it?
You be cool with that? She'd be like, yeah, but you really don't go anywhere like that. I said, but what if I did?
Yeah.
I said, you really gonna go? And then I started doing the math. I said, so wait a minute, you gonna spend this money to fly, or you flying first class, right? Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And here, and there, and there, and I don't go. She was like, yeah, you said it was cool. You said all right. I'm like, I ain't mean that, though. I ain't mean that.
You ain't really mean it.
You should pay for her and all her friends on the girls' trip. You should pay for the villa. What? Yeah, some good husband moves.
See, give us some game.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, I'm going to
pay for the villa for y'all.
Player.
Or you know what you do? You pay for a dinner for a night or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let me treat you and the ladies to dinner. Y'all have a good time.
And you smooth it over.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
She a pimp.
Yeah, she is. Now let's talk about this podcast. You got a new podcast.
Yes, sir.
Top Billing with Bill Bellamy.
Yes.
Talk about the podcast.
So.
And why you decided to do it.
First and foremost, I'm going to give you your flowers, both of y'all. You know, you guys have done such a wonderful job of locking in on the culture. And one of the things that I want to give you flowers about is, like, you guys reminded me, and I said this to you on your show, mm-hmm. that you guys reminded me of my contribution to the culture. Like, I forgot. Remember I came in there and mm-hmm. I was talking about, yo, the different interviews I had with, like, you know, Lil' Kim and this and that. And I was like, yo, that's bugged out. Like, literally, I was on top of the game with everybody. And so it spawned in my head that maybe I can contribute again to the culture, but in a way that I can control it the way I want to do it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to do a podcast that was my personality plus funny, plus, like, kick it with all the top cats in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, now that we grown, mm-hmm. you know, and I know everybody. Mm-hmm. So that's how Top Billing came out. And then, you know, I teamed up with Dave Mays, who created The Source.
Yep, shout out to Dave Mays.
He also has Don't Call Me White Girl on there. We love her.
The Funny Marco, like, they're doing, and Freeway Ricky Ross has a brand new podcast as well. So it's going to be eclectic stuff for the culture. I'm sort of like, I feel like my show is the marquee show mm-hmm. in a sense where I'm going to go out and grab 50. I'm going to grab Floyd Mayweather. I'm going to grab Elon Musk. I'm going to grab all these, like, top billing kind of people that have been game changers. That's what I want to do.
I saw the last episode you had Lunell on, and y'all had a really interesting conversation about family.
Yes.
And it is different, like, when a woman, because she goes on the road, and she didn't realize until she went on Ayala, Fix My Life.
Yes.
With her family, you know, there were some issues with her being gone, because sometimes as a person that works all the time, I'm sure, Envy, you could relate to that too. Mm-hmm. When you have kids, you travel a lot and you don't realize the effect of not being there. You're thinking about, I'm making money.
I'm taking care of it, right.
To make your life better, but that also means a sacrifice of me not being able to be there. And I know for you, and you've said this you know, at numerous times, how you really had to step back because you wanted to make sure you didn't miss things.
It's hard. Like, when Lunel did that interview, it was really emotional because I felt her pain, right? Because she was like, I'm a mom, I'm a female, you know, in a male-dominated sport comedy, and I'm grinding, I'm trying to take care of my family, blah, blah, blah. And she couldn't be there for her daughter like that. And I was like, dang, because we never think about the other side of, you know, women going through it. And being the maternal thing as a woman, missing your baby, that's tough, right? So I was like, dang. So when I was getting, and this is the hardest thing for me, Envy, you can relate to this. When your success comes like that, you don't know when your wave comes. So you catch a wave and you got to go get it. Like, you know, the wave might stop.
Right.
So you're making all this money, you traveling, you on point, bing, 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 but then you got school stuff. And you gotta, like, I didn't care what I was doing. I was not missing daddy daughter dance. Like, that to me was gonna be my epic moment with my daughter. Like, there's no way. She's in fourth grade and all the dads showed up. I don't care if I had a $80 million movie, I'm not doing it, right? And so I had to pick and choose jobs based on my kids and my wife and my life and what we needed to do so that I wouldn't wake up one day and I have nothing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's hard. There like a moment that something happened that you said, okay, I have to make this conscious decision, or did you always feel like that?
The oddest thing was I learned this lesson from D.L. Hughley, right? So I'm at D.L. Hughley's daughter's, I don't know, 18th or 17th birthday party. And all the entertainers are there. And he really was emotional, right? He said, I wish I could go back and have created more moments with you. I worked so hard that I don't have any memories like I should have. And I sat there and I was like, yo, that's deep as hell. Cause D always working. And I was, and my daughter at that time was probably 2 or 3. And I said, yo, man, that's fire information. So, because if you don't create memories and moments, you don't have them.
Correct.
I don't care how much money you make, you will not have a connection with your children in the way you think you should have, right? And then you can't go back to fix it. So when I heard that, I kept that in my head. Shout out to D.L. Hughley. I was like, yo, I got to balance this thing. Because I'm like, I don't want to feel like he's feeling right now, because that's a real feeling. You know what I mean? And that's when I said, yo, no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to make time.
Now, that's good, because I haven't got there yet.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you why, because like you said, it's a wave, right?
Right.
And we've seen so many friends, celebrities, athletes, artists, rappers, DJs, comedians hit that wave and then lose that wave. And then never bounce back.
Yes, sir.
So it's like, while you got that wave, you try to do both. So I try to bring my family along with me.
Which is good.
Which, like, if I got a show or I got to do something, I try to bring everybody with me, or bring my son or daughter with me, so that way they can experience. But that's always been a tough. And I would say, since a kid, I've been waiting for the daddy-daughter dance. And you know, I have 4 daughters and never had a dance. Their schools never had it.
No!
We never had that growing up either. We never had a daddy-daughter dance.
It's everything.
I've seen it on TV. I've been dying. My one daughter, she's 20, nothing.
She's gone.
My other one is 9. We haven't had one yet. The one that's 5, still no.
Bro.
Like, I've been waiting for the daddy-daughter dance.
Yo, so it's probably the most epic.
I'm going to get a limo.
You got to do it. Like, you got to make one up so you can have a feeling. Let me tell you what, for all the dads out there that got daughters, let me tell you why the daddy-daughter dance is so fly. Because it's almost like Cinderella. You know, it's almost like, you know, Prince Charming or whatever, right? But your daughter is so beautiful. She got her little thing on, and you get dressed up and you do the dance with her. And it is absolutely, it just touches your heart in a way you just be like, yo!
Wow.
This is like, and then all the dads feel the exact same way. You see it in their face, and we're all, and you do a choreographed dance and you walk her out. Man, it's priceless.
You got to do it.
You got to do it in the house.
Evie, why don't you start one and then?
Yeah, you should start. Yeah. If you start it, Evie,
do the daddy and daughter dance.
You could do it at the car show.
You will be heroic.
You're right.
Just you got to create. I promise you. It'll be so many dads be like, Evie, thank you, man. Got me over here by my car crying, man.
Yo, that's.
I can't believe you did this at the car show.
Or you could do it at like one of your one of the buying houses, flipping homes.
Nah. Make it an event.
And it's for fathers and their daughters only. And it's a dinner, and it's a situation where you can share with your daughter and create that moment. Your daughter never forget it, bro.
Now, can it be a guy we just call daddy?
Ah! This fool.
You can't come here. You definitely can't come here.
But me and daddy want to come.
No, you can't come.
She's like, can I bring my sugar daddy?
No, no. Now, on another episode on your podcast, you talked to Tony Rock about the infamous slap. So what were your thoughts on the slap? You've been in the industry
that
a long
went viral.
Time. Both of these guys,
that went viral. I think the slap, man, was to me was unfortunate, you know, because on a lot of levels. First, it was disservice to each other, to Will and to Chris, because it's like, yo, man, we're all in this game trying to win. Mm-hmm. This ain't the place for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being completely honest. I was just like, yo, I thought it was a skit. I was like, please tell me they playing. Like, this is crazy. This is the Oscars. And I'm one of the Academy members, bro. So I get all the emails. So I know what's popping, right? Mm-hmm. This is an important moment for Will Smith to me. I'm like, yo, you know, I voted for Will. I'm like, yo, they got to give Will his Oscar on this one. This is crazy. He murdered that role.
He did.
I was like, please, God, let this not be no shenanigans. Give Will Smith his flowers, right? I'm rooting for the brother. I'm like, come on, Will. You know, I'm sitting in the crib like, come on, Will. Right? And so when that happened, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, not tonight. Whoa, this is a skit. No, it's not.
I thought it was a skit.
I was like, oh, my God, this is real, real. So now I'm like embarrassed. As a black man, I'm embarrassed.
Because all your white friends, the next thing, I'm like, hey, so what did you think of that slap in the morning?
Oh! And I'm like, and I don't know why I would be taking this so personal, because I always feel like I'm representing every black man on the planet.
Right.
When every time I do something, I feel like I'm representing you. Mm-hmm. You. I feel like that's why I'm doing it. Like, I want to be an example of what we saw. And Will literally has been an example his whole career.
Absolutely.
So I would have never expect like that would happen. So as I'm processing, I'm like, yo, this really happened in real time. This is bananas. Like, is this a assault situation? Like, I didn't know which way it was going to go. So I'm sitting there going, wow, man, what are we going to do? And so I think what should have happened in hindsight, he should have brought him up right there when he did his acceptance. He should have grabbed him right there, apologized on the spot. Not let it go by. Like, if you could redo it, I think he should have embraced him, apologized to him in the moment that he accepted his thing, and made it a nice bow.
But if you were Chris Rock, would you have wanted to go up there and after that happened?
Probably,
I don't know if I would have brought him up.
He didn't go up there. He should have acknowledged it.
Yeah, acknowledged
it. In the moment, I think that would have cleaned it up a little better. But now it's, you know, it was one of those moments that you can't fix. You know, you can't go back. You could be sorry, but you can't fix it. To me, it overshadowed Questlove's moment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You forget Questlove got an Oscar that night.
Yeah.
You forget that the first deaf actor won an Oscar. It's mm-hmm. never happened. There was a lot
and
of...
And Will Packer produced it
Will
the first
Packer,
time.
Like, Will did... And
shout out to Shayla. Will.
Awesome. Y'all did your thing.
Shayla killed it, yes.
So the whole show was entertaining for once. You know, because sometimes the Oscars, you're like, just get to Best Actor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So to me, just putting a nice button on it, it was an unfortunate situation that we all should learn from that, yo, man, one false move could change your whole trajectory in your life.
Right, and I know Tony Rock was upset, as he should. Like, people are like, oh, he's going too far. That's his brother.
Yeah.
That's
period.
That's his brother.
He's
going
to express how mad he is more than Chris Rock.
I didn't even know it was 10 of them.
Right.
It's well, a lot. It's yo, a lot of rocks.
I was walking in my parking lot the other day, right? And the brother pulled up to me. He's like, yo, what up, Envy? I said, what's up? He's like, yeah, I'm one of the rocks. I'm so-and-so rock. I had to think. I said, did I say anything about one of them?
Yeah, like, which rock did I
say something about? No, I just say I mess with the show. But that's what he's supposed to do, especially when you have... You know, because we got people in the family. You got members in your family that's about that life. Like, they want to fight.
Period.
And you got members in the family that ain't about that life.
Right.
But the members of the family that's about that life going to stick up for that one all the
absolutely,
time.
And we have to think about that because he did have a little issue with Chris Rock at a point.
I did. Yeah, me and Chris. You don't know our issue?
No, what happened?
Why would he know this?
All right. Because it went viral for a second. So
look at your face.
I was coaching.
Oh, shit.
I was coaching my daughter's basketball team.
Okay.
Chris Rock and my daughter are the same. Chris Rock's daughter and my daughter are the same age.
Okay.
So his daughter played on the opposing team.
Okay.
So
I
my
see
girls.
Where this is going.
Yeah. This is silly beef.
My girls went up to Chris after the game we won and was like, can I have an autograph? And he said, no. Right? This was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it offensive.
I would have too.
Next day, we had another game, back to back games.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-oh.
So we have a good girl that was really good. So. She had testing to do, so I picked up from the test to make sure she could actually play.
Yeah, because she's your star. She's about to give it to him.
Right.
I already know where you at.
So I didn't take her out the game.
At all.
No.
She has 70.
We blew them out by 84.
Come on, now, that's disrespectful.
I love you.
Blew that's disrespectful.
You had to.
Right? And,
no.
You know, this is before me and Chris knew each other.
Right. I mean, this is sports stuff that you got to understand. Sports, it's sports and daddy stuff combined. But he had Kobe.
But so think about the other girls on the team.
We're not so bad. We don't care.
So he's cursing at me at the game. You know, he's yelling at me, this, that, and the other. So I lead a girl in even more.
Oh, no!
Hit a three.
No!
Pick a roll.
You going in.
I'm going in.
Why you...
It is what it is.
Because you can't.
So then after the game, my girls go to him again. Can we get a picture? No, because your coach is a dick, you know?
I mean, that's a good reason.
So that was it. So, you know, I went on the radio next morning. And
you brought it up.
Shitted on him a little bit.
A little bit.
And then he came up here and then we squashed it out. But, you know, it was, you know.
But, bro, listen. That is one of those moments, like, it's a beautiful dad moment. Because we'll do anything for our daughters
Absolutely.
And our kids. So it's like for you to say no to my child, you saying no to
me.
That's personal. Because I had the same scenario, ready, but a little different. So it's Kobe's last game at the Clippers game, and my son was he was a Clipper boy. Like he was, you know, getting the towels and this stuff. So coach hooked him up, and he was at the game. So my son said, Daddy, I got to get an autograph with Kobe Bryant. I said, okay, cool. I was like, at the end of the game. So I see Kobe at halftime, and I'm like, yo, this is my little man, right? He was like, yo, that's your man. I said, yeah. I said, can he get an autograph after the game? He said, I got you. Cool. Okay. So I'm good. I'm like, Kobe said, yes, we good. Boom, last
Daddy
game.
Of the
it
year.
Means a lot. Mm-hmm. It means a lot. And Shaquem will tell you this is true, right? Mm-hmm. So Shaquem was with his son. We backstage. And I'm in my feelings a little bit because it's looking like Kobe is not going to do it. He's got 30, 40 people asking him questions, whatever. He don't see me. I'm standing there feeling like a groupie a little bit.
But you're trying to get seen. You're trying to be seen.
But you're like, this is for my son.
But yo, I'm doing this, yo. You see? Hey, I'm doing this. Like, this is my little man. This is the kid that I had.
Remember
my man that you said? Don't forget my man.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, right? And Shaquem is right next to me. And I'm like, Shaw, am I playing myself? I'm so Jersey right now. I'm bugging.
Cause now you there. How long?
Cause
you
I'm like, yo,
how
this is 40 minutes.
40 minutes. Got you baking.
I'm like, yo, Kobe got me looking crazy in front of my son.
And my son's like, Dad,
I thought you knew him.
Hit you with that.
Oh my God.
I thought you
so
knew.
So Angela, I'm spazzing, but I'm trying to contain myself. So Shaquem is like, yo, B, ease up. It's for your son, B. You and your feelings. Relax. And as he's saying that, Kobe go, yo, B, come on, let me sign you. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, I love you.
Oh, my God. Yo, my ears was about to blow off. I don't know why I took it so personal. Right. So I can relate right. to you. I was like, my son is 8. He loves you, man.
What if your son would have been like, it's okay, Dad, forget it. It don't look like it's going to happen.
Like my son, I could tell him. He was like, yo, Dad, I don't think you know him like that. He started scratching like, Dad, you know, we can go to the car.
It's all right, Dad. We can leave.
We hire. I mean, I thought you and him was cool.
See, this is an ego thing because, Envy, I feel like you're the same way. It's an ego thing.
Yes.
It comes in there. Yes. You try not... I met everybody, like honestly.
Michael Jackson.
I mean, I met everybody, so I'm not like, I wasn't getting vape. I was kind of just in my feelings because I think I was embarrassed because for my son or so. I don't know where I went with it. You know what I'm talking about. Like, I was like, yo, Cole, you say yes.
But then me and Chris laugh about it all the time because none of our daughters play basketball at all. Like, they don't even care about basketball.
Period.
So it was more about me and him than the girls.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't have nothing to do. They were innocent bystanders.
They were innocent bystanders.
That is actually funnier.
They didn't play basketball.
You're like, they don't even play
basketball. Don't even think about it no more. That was the ego one, and the one time they kicked me out of Kevin Hart's comedy show.
Because they had it.
How listen, you get kicked out of the show? You're the nicest guy in the world.
Envy thinks he has privileges that he's like, can do stuff that other people can't do. So if they tell you at the beginning of the show, put your phones away. The phones have to be, do not use your phone.
Not
if you
Envy.
Take your phone out, we will escort you
that.
Out.
A phone rang. Hey, what's up, babe? It was like, sir, you got to get out. I'm like,
you bugging.
You bugging. What?
He was like, Kevin.
I'm like, Kevin. Kevin. Kevin.
Are you serious?
They made him leave.
No way.
And you know what, and you know what Kevin said? That's right.
He was like, I seen you. He was like, I seen you. But I told you, no phone. I had to use you as an example.
They no. Right, I know
I
you
care
was
who
high.
You are.
Yo, I know you was high. Where was y'all at?
In Philly. It was his show in Philly.
Oh, no.
It was packed. It was sold out.
So did everybody
get
you were
on
with?
Film, though, did they?
No, because you couldn't have no cameras.
Yeah, thank God.
Good. Thank God. So that's good.
I was sitting in the second row.
It's a phantom story.
Yeah. I was excited. But the funny thing is, I DJed the pre-show in the front while people
nope,
came by.
Don't
they
matter.
Know you.
It don't
stop
matter.
Playing, bro.
They know me.
They told you no phones.
Threw my ass right out.
That was like when Kevin Hart, it was the Philly or something. It was at a Super Bowl or something, and Kev tried to walk up on that stage and they gave him the five, I call it the five
Ooh,
fingers.
Yeah.
Yo, my man. He was like, me? In my city? Did you see it? He was like, nah, yeah. He tried to push it off. He was like, no.
But like, nah, does you everybody
not up
with?
Here, shorty. Not up here. Not right man. Now. Not right now. Kev was like, what?
That hurts too, because that's on camera.
Yeah,
that's worse when it's on camera.
Mine wasn't on camera. I just,
but
like,
so
God,
did everybody
though.
You're with have to leave also,
everybody,
or do they
well,
get to
they
stay?
Just left with me though. They left because they were throwing me out, and I was the ride. So they was
you
like,
gotta go.
I would've Ubered.
They mad at you. It's, yeah. it's quiet in the car.
It's quiet in the car.
Daddy got us kicked
I'm
out.
I'm not gonna lie, I would've stayed. And I'd have been like, I couldn't find you. We couldn't use our phone.
Oh, that's foul.
She is she's tricky. She's Angela, I gotta stay your friend, because she's tricky.
She's good.
I gotta be on her good side, Envy.
Now, not to talk about bad news, but, you know, in the last couple of months, we know that you've been going through a lot.
Yes,
with
sir.
Pain and everything.
Yes.
And we've seen the story in TMZ. So how's the family now, and how's everybody healing, your wife?
Wow, it's just hard, you know. I'll be honest with you. You know, you don't get over losing your parents. Like, it's just like one of those things you just got to take a day at a time. Like, right? Mm-hmm. you like, I tell people, like, you'll have a great day, and then another day you might have a half a good day. Then one day you might have a whole bad day until you're able to level out. The thing for me that's been helpful is, you know, working. And I got things to do that kind of, like, not let me sit in it. Because it's not going to change, unfortunately. And it's just one of those things that sucks your energy down because you get depressed, you know what I mean? And then you don't radiate where I want to radiate now with all these projects and things that are going, I got to get up here and I don't want to be depressed and stay gotcha. Down here. But sometimes you can't help it. It's just reality.
Yeah, because I think it's expected too. Like, you should be at times depressed and sad about it. And then there'll be moments that you feel better.
I just had a moment yesterday that was profound. So I'm waiting for you to tape your show.
We were talking about that earlier. We was like, only what? Vets come on time.
Yeah.
She was like,
he was
he
on
came
time.
3 hours early.
Yeah, I came.
Then he went to go get something.
Because I thought it was, I had it on LA. It was stupid, but
then
whatever.
Then he said he left and then came back another 30 minutes early.
Yeah, I came early. I wanted to
I'm
do
like,
it.
That's what you do. That was like,
I'm old
like,
school.
It was like,
because I'm always on time too. Now. And like, so, but you know, a lot of times people be late, but I feel like that's a professional thing to do.
Yeah, I don't want to be, you know, no ghetto stuff. But real quick, so yesterday I was having a like pretty good day or whatever, right? So I run into Mike Geronimo.
Really?
This is the most random story. You know I got great stories, but so I'm in the studio. He's going to record, and we pass each other in the hallway, and he's like, "Yo, Bill, Geronimo," and I know his voice.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, "Yo, Mike, what's up? Is that you?" He was like, "Yeah, what's up?" I'm like, "Oh my God!" So we catch up, blah blah blah, and out of nowhere, he asked me. He said, "How you doing, B?" And I knew, I was like, do you know something? The way he said it, like, how you doing? No, for real. How you doing? And I was like, I'm all right. And he was like, I know what happened. And I was like, oh my God, you know, don't make me cry, bro. Like, what's going on? So then he said to me, which was so profound, he was like, what would your father want from you right now? Would he want you to be this sad, or would he want you to move on and keep moving and keep your head up? And I was like, yo, what made you say that? He was like, I don't know. It was like everything I needed. He put me on 20.
And I know you was thinking, from Mike Geronimo?
Yeah! Like the most coolest street.
Profound.
He hit me with like a spirit spoke through him. And the only reason I ran into him because I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's where you were. I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah, I was going to the bathroom and he was leaving. And I was just like, yo.
That's
but
dope.
He helped me out. So shout out to Mike Geronimo.
That is dope.
You've also been talking about this part two. the sequel for How to Be a Player. Yeah. You've been talking about this for almost 10 years now.
Yeah, because
Bill still look like 21. So
yeah, I can still pull it off, right? I just got to get ripped a little bit because I got to have my shirt off in a couple scenes. So I'm going to have to stop the bagels, and I love bagels. So I came up with an idea, though, that I want her in the movie, you know. But she, you know, you can't be drinking in the movie. Not the whole movie, just one scene. She'll be walking through. You want another one?
Come on, Bill. So
she said we should do an all girls version.
Yeah, well, a woman's version of How to Be a Player. 2023.
Would you gonna be the star of it?
I don't know if I could be the star, but I'll
you gonna
be in
it because you a player though. How you do it?
I'm gonna help write it.
She got all the moves. She know how to do it. We came up yesterday. We were talking about this is the funniest. Yo, do you know how slick women are and how they stick together when they got a lie? She said her teams, like a girls, they practice scenarios so when they come up, they're good. Like Navy SEALs.
Bro, let me tell you about Angela Yee.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you just one story.
Okay.
Nets are playing in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Right? I'm watching on TV. I see Hov sitting at the game. Angela Yee told me she was going on a date.
Right.
She goes on a date, and I guess the seats weren't as good as Hov.
We were in the box. We had box seats.
They had box seats.
But
right?
You looking up? It was too high.
Right.
You want to hear sneakers?
It's open bar.
You're like, I want to hear sneakers.
Bill, no. Halftime. I see Hov. She's sitting next to Hov, and then next to Mike Kaiser.
You lying?
Left her date in 300 by himself.
Balls. Boo, I'll
where
be
is he
right
now?
Back.
Just like your daughter don't play basketball no more.
She said, where is he now?
He out the game.
Yeah, he don't play no more.
She was like, I'll be right back.
Never came back.
No, she not.
No, I was honest. I was like, look, I'm going to go sit on the court side. I mean, I didn't lie. What, you going to be mad about that?
You enjoying the box?
Yo, it wasn't even like that. It was texted like, how's the box?
Yeah, I mean, enjoy your open bar.
We did a toast before I went down.
You She like, bonsoir. Yo, I can't believe you did that. But
why?
I'm proud of you. It's a G move, though.
I mean, who wouldn't do that, though?
But see, here's the thing. You are accustomed to a certain lifestyle, you know, and the privileges. And the box was too hot. Her nose was leaking up there.
But it wasn't a real date. He was like, do you want to go to the game? I don't know if that's a date.
That is a date. He was trying to pursue her.
He didn't pick me up.
Date.
He ain't pick you up? Y'all just met there?
Yeah.
No, you got to go down there.
It ain't
official.
I didn't get no flowers.
Nothing.
It's not a date.
He stepped his game up.
Oh, my goodness.
Deuces.
So, you know what else you talked about that I want to address too?
What's that?
This whole entanglement. You talked about it on your special.
You like
it?
She did really like it. Oh, my God, I'm proud of you. Wait.
No, because it's interesting because, you know, I did the August interview where he talked about it for the first time.
Oh, okay.
And everybody was like, oh, my God, it's true. But, you know, there's always whispers about things that are happening in Hollywood and people kind of knew about it, as you were saying.
Yeah.
But it was like a shock to the rest of the world. Do you think that's something as a man that you could get over?
An entanglement? Like what happened? Wow. I mean, you probably can. I mean, in time, but like I said, for guys, our egos are humongous. And, you know, you got to kind of be like, you got to throw it over your shoulder like the drink, or you never going to get past it. It's just going to be a stumbling block. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't, I think if you do it, don't ask too many questions, because you get in there, you done. Like, you know, was it better than me, babe?
Y'all don't want to know
Now, see, you can't get in there. That's like doing a threesome and then your girl leave for the other dude.
Ooh.
That's basically what happens.
Okay, for the other dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Or the other woman, because that happens
that
too.
That can happen too. I've seen that happen.
I thought you were saying it happened to you.
No. Thank God.
Because
that's too much drama. That's a super entanglement. But what I'm saying is, like, with the Will and Jada situation, the reason I wrote that joke, because it was something that, like, I heard about. And then when it got revealed and I just studied it, I got to find an angle on it that's funny, even though it's a tough situation. And that's how I got to the men being a side chick, because guys don't realize, you know, in that situation, you basically are the side chick. Like, you know, she not leaving her man for you. You know, you the cleanup.
Right.
You get the Tuesday, Wednesday joint. You ain't getting no weekends.
You get Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. I said
in the special, you got to learn your holidays when you're a side chick, because you can't get the main holidays.
Yeah.
Not the majors.
April Fool's Day and Groundhog Day.
See, she give me some. See, Amy, you got to watch it. I think you're going to find
Yeah, it's really funny.
I'm watching this weekend.
It's hilarious.
It's some really funny stuff in it. That it's such a really New York attitude in it that you... I did a joke about Tekashi that went viral. Like, it was just about how... I would be a snitch too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing 52 years or whatever they offered him was a lot of years. Like, mm-hmm. that's a lot. So I'm telling.
Mm-hmm. Like, telling us about, I'm telling.
We're not going to negotiate this.
Yeah, because a lot of people will be like, listen, the code is.
Right. Everybody wants you to be. Everybody say the code is real till it's 55 years.
That's right.
Like, that's a good amount of time to be away. Like.
You telling Envy?
I'm not doing no crime.
But I'm just saying.
I'm not. It depends. Who am I telling on? Did that? See,
but
that also matters.
He's telling. Bill.
But it's 55 years.
He's telling.
Envy is telling. I feel close enough to you to tell you. You're not doing 50 years telling. For nobody. I
mean, it depends.
If it's a week, Envy's telling.
It depends. Like, all right, if it's.
Could you sit down for a weekend for your man? So
a weekend for my man?
For yeah, one of your best friends, yeah. Whatever. For can weekend? You sit down for a week? You could do it clean.
Yeah, clean.
But 50 years.
He lying if he act
yo,
like...
Yo, 50 get your back tight because yeah. You know what 50 is.
Envy...
50 is a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh. Yo, you be like, my man? Like, you stop me. Like, yo, is he my cousin or my play cousin?
Is he my brother or so, is he
so
like
the,
blood?
The funny thing about it is it makes you question where you at with it.
Right.
Like, okay, are you that loyal or is loyalty crazy for you? Because that's amount of loyalty that makes no sense to me. Like, I didn't do the crime. You did.
Yeah, and nobody.
Now, if I didn't do the crime,
no, your boy, you are a witness to something, and if you tell, you get off.
Oh, if I didn't do the crime?
Yeah, because sometimes you get it for just being there.
Oh, what, Mikey?
See, he's telling.
You gotta tell him, Mikey. Mikey, they caught us. They caught you, Mikey.
They caught you.
They caught you. Come out. Mikey.
Yo, Mike, I got you. I got all your stuff out here. I'm going to hold it till you get out.
Now, question. Charlamagne interviewed Arsenio Hall.
Yes.
And he said when the show was over, you were supposed to replace him.
Yes.
Is there any truth to that?
Yes. It was really an interesting situation. So they were looking for the next guy. I was literally like on the runway. I was sitting there. I had a deal. I forget which network I had a deal with at the time. And so when Arsenio was leaving, I was kind of coming up in that little gap area right there. And so I had a show, the Bill Bellamy show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what actually went wrong, but like at the last second, they was like, we're not going to do it.
Damn.
I was right there too. I was like with the suit and everything. Dink.
Damn.
Yeah, it didn't happen. This is like that's how life goes. Maybe somebody was like, yeah, you know, they old school mafia style. Nah, you can't happen.
Damn it. Now we always ask this before anybody leaves. Mount Rushmore of comedians. Who's on your Mount Rushmore?
That's pretty easy for me.
Okay.
All right, so we gonna go with everybody that I know influenced my career. Eddie Murphy. Bill Cosby. Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
I get one more, right?
One more?
Mm-hmm. One more, I'm going to go with George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Okay. See, it's a little different because mm-hmm. there's other people I could put in there, but I'm just going by people that influenced me, that made me really want to be comedians, like storytelling, mm-hmm. Honesty, jokes, style, you know what I mean? Like those four comics off the top of my head were the ones that made me like, go, dang, man, that looked fun as hell. Mm-hmm. Like just be up there talking for an hour. How they never run out? I used to say to myself, how do they not run out of stuff to say?
Right.
Yeah.
They talk an hour?
No,
it's material.
But that's right. Why your special is amazing. So
thank
if
you,
people
babe.
Haven't seen it, they definitely have to
yes,
check it out.
Check
I want
out.
My life back.
I want my life back and, on Amazon Prime.
And Top Billing with Bill Bellamy. Yes. Make sure you check out the podcast.
Yes.
Who else is going to be on there? I know you've had T.I., you've had Lunell, Tony Rock.
Tony Rock. Two Shorts next.
Okay.
Two Short.
He's got great stories.
Floyd Mayweather. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get Issa Rae.
Nice.
It's just going to be like eclectic people that you just be like, oh my God, I want to hear what they're going to say. So when we post them, it's every Wednesday. If you're listening right now, if you want to follow us at Top Billing, it's on Breakbeat Media. You can go there. But if you want to just go with a podcast or on Spotify, you put in Top Billing, it will come up. And then you will just be following the show, and you can listen to it or watch it on YouTube.
Okay.
There it is.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, man. Always.
It's Bill Bellamy.
Holla!
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.